Hi, boys and girls. Well, a lot of the news lately has not been about the events of today or yesterday. It's been about the future. And that's why Uncle Jay's news word for this week is predict. You see, when anchors and reporters feel like they just haven't gotten enough wrong about what's happened, they turn their attention to getting things wrong about what will happen. There's a lot more of it during the election season. And now that the election season lasts 18 months a year, there's quite a bit. You may remember when John McCain's chances of winning the Republican nomination were slightly worse than Ron Paul's, slightly better than Buster Poindexter's. And Hillary was a sure winner, and then she was a sure loser, and then she wouldn't get anywhere playing that crying game. By the way, if you ever see that movie when you grow up, boys and girls, you'll see what a subtle dig that was. The news has tried to predict other things too, like whether the Patriots were going to win by 12 points or only 3, or how fast the writer's strike was going to end, or how fast Windows Vista was going to take over the world, or how it could do anything fast. What's funny, boys and girls, is that there are plenty of things in the news that are almost guaranteed to happen. There are some headlines that you could print right now and be sure to be able to use them at some point, because some news stories are just going to happen. It's only a question of when. And in entertainment and in media, there are some events that you just know are going to happen someday. So remember, you should not predict unless you're willing to face being post-dict.